At a news conference today on the investigation into Tuesday's attacks, FBI Director Robert Mueller said 4,000 FBI agents are pursuing some 36,000 leads received to date, that over 30 search warrants have been served and hundreds of subpoenas. Also today, the FBI released the names of 19 men believed to be the hijackers of the doomed flights. NPR's Nina Totenberg is here with us in the studio. Nina, let's start with the names that were released. Who are they?
Well, they all have Middle Eastern names. We don't know if these are their real names. 12 of them are listed with Florida addresses, 6 from Delray Beach, Florida. Several groups of 2 or 3 have the same last name, suggesting at least that they may be brothers or cousins or other kinds of relatives. And 6 of them are listed as believed to be pilots. In fact, according to the AP, 4 of them are federally licensed pilots. In addition, German authorities said that 3 of the men identified today, including Mohammed Atwa, who is believed to be the pilot of that first plane that crashed into the Trade Center, that 3 of these guys were part of a group of Islamic terrorists in Hamburg who were planning attacks on American targets.
What about the headlines this morning about armed men being taken forcibly off planes at airports in New York and arrested? That turns out not to be true. Can you shed any light on what happened and how such misinformation was around for so many hours?
Well, according to a Justice Department spokeswoman, there were 4 incidents involving 13 travelers with Middle Eastern names yesterday. None were arrested. All but 2 of them were released. And I'm going to just tell you what these were. The first involved a guy who was detained at JFK Airport, not on a plane, and found to be carrying a fake pilot's license. He has not been arrested, but he is still being detained. The second incident involved 4 people who were on board a flight that landed at JFK last Tuesday, on the day of the terror attack. And they were told, along with the rest of the passengers on their flight, to get off their plane. And they refused, apparently, at the time, and raised something of a ruckus, but eventually did leave. And when they arrived at the airport yesterday to rebook their flights, they were questioned by the FBI and released. The third incident involved a group of 5 passengers who were spotted by a fellow traveler at the luggage claim area, who believed that they had crew markings on their bags and believed that they were not crew members, and I guess reported it. When they were detained, it turned out that there were no crew markings on their bags, and they were questioned and released. And now we get to the fourth group, which were 2 men, one of them with a companion, and their names surfaced on a list that has been sent out by the FBI, a list of people that they want to talk to. These are not suspects, per se. This is not a watch list for people to detain and arrest. These are people whom they believe, the FBI believes, may have information about the suspects in this case, or the hijackers in this case. And so a group of 10, I think, Port Authority law enforcement officials went onto the plane. They were armed. That is, the law enforcement officers were armed. They went up to one guy. He very politely agreed to go for questioning with them and took his companion with him. The other guy refused, was hostile, was subdued, and taken in. The cooperative one was questioned and released, along with his companion. The other one has not been arrested, but has not been released yet either.
So where did the knife-wielding suspect being arrested story come from?
Well, you have to understand here, there are numerous federal agencies involved in this law enforcement effort. There are 18,000 local, state and local law enforcement agencies involved. And to put it bluntly, the Bush administration just hasn't got its information systems refined yet, and it is, I think, is at least hesitant to countermand stuff that gets out there and probably took too long doing that.
Nina, very quickly, there have been suggestions today that this isn't over, that hijackers may still be in the country, other attacks planned.
Well, obviously, this is the fear, and at least one source told me that there are 4 to 8 either individuals or terrorist teams unaccounted for. But the director of the FBI, Mr. Mueller, said today that if there were such hard information, charges would have been brought.
Thanks very much, Nina.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.